This program is a paid commercial announcement from Jacob Media Partners and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program is pre-recorded.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia, a radio.com station. And now, live from the Malamut & Associates Law Studios. This is Style with Stevola. Style with Stevola Sanchez, Philly's superstar of design and the self-proclaimed creator of tomorrow's unique style. Style with Stevola and his friends from around the fashion globe. And now, one of Philadelphia's most iconic providers of everything style. Stevola Sanchez. Stevola Sanchez.
Hey, everybody out there in Radioland. Welcome to the show, Style with Stevola. I'm your host, Stevola. I love starting out the show by telling everyone to remember that there is style in everything that we do. And style is more than one can see. We are all stylish in our own way. Okay, I'm so excited for the show we have in store for you today. I want to start out by saying I love food. And it shows, but I'm okay with that. It's been tough, you know, to get motivated to work out during this crazy, scary time that we are all going through. We are going through it together. So a little pandemic weight gain is okay with me. There is a quote that supermodel Kate Moss once said, "Nothing tastes good as skinny feels." Lies. That's so lies. only if you like feeling miserable, right? I food is joy. I mean, I love it. Food is happiness. Food brings families together. You know, cooking adds relaxation to some. I love to cook. We need food to live. Hello. Sorry, girl. Kate, I disagree. So, even though I do love to cook, I have been experimenting a lot more with takeout and trying different restaurants and food, but I always go back to one of my all-time favorites, and that is pizza. I'm obsessed. I do love food, but I am in love with pizza. It's one of my favorites. If I could live off of it, I would. With that said, I'm so excited to introduce my next guests. These are two pizza connoisseurs and are about to open a pizza restaurant called Pizzata Pizzeria here in Philadelphia, and I cannot wait to order once they open. So joining me now are the two owners of Pizzata Pizzeria, Davide Lubrano and Vinny Gallagher. Welcome, guys.
Hello. Hey, how's it going? Thanks a lot for having us on the show, Stevola.
Oh my gosh, of course. I know you guys are crazy busy. And you're just about to open a pizza restaurant, so I want to thank you both for taking the time to be on the show. So thank you. I know you guys are probably going through a lot right now. So thank you for being here. So let's start out so the listeners can get to know you guys. Just give a quick backstory of each of you. Vinny, why don't you go first?
Okay, sure. So I'm originally from South Jersey. It's where I was born and raised. I went to school at Villanova, and then I kind of followed a girl around to a lot of places. We ended up in the Middle East, living in Kuwait for 2 years. We went to Manhattan in the West Village for about 4, down to South America and Uruguay. And then before moving to Philly, I was living in San Francisco for about 4 years. So now I'm home. And
wait, did you say that you were following a girl around?
Yeah, she actually turned out to be my wife, so it's fine.
Congratulations, that's amazing.
Yeah, thank you. She really took me out of my box. I grew up knowing what day of the week it was, kind of based on what we were having for dinner, so going from that to, in the span of traveling with her, going to over 35 countries worldwide was like an eye-opening experience for me. So I'm really grateful for her and appreciative of her throughout this whole process, especially. She's been very supportive.
Amazing. Shout out. All right. Awesome. And Davide?
Yes. I originally was, my family's from Naples, Italy. But they lived in the States for over 20 years, and that's why I was born in New York. And, you know, my dad sold his restaurant basically when I was 4 years old and decided to move back to Italy. So I ended up moving back to Naples when I was four, and I grew up and went to school there where he opened the pizzeria where, you know, when we moved back, which is still open after 35 years.
Wow, it's still there?
Yeah, still there.
Amazing.
My dad is trying to retire now that he's 70, honestly. But, yeah, so I kind of grew up, you know, doing homework in his pizzeria when I went to school, and that's where I pretty much started, you know, my love for pizza, I guess. Starting observing it without realizing it, I would say. And then I ended up myself moving to Austria, Spain, and then back to New York because my brothers moved back to the States when after they finished school in Italy. And I kind of just kept working into pizza restaurants and always was, you know, making pizzas pretty much everywhere I worked. And about 5-6 years ago from Austria, I moved back to New York, trying to stay close to my brothers and my nephews and everybody. And about 3 years ago, I moved to Philly because my brother opened up a place in Philly where, you know, I helped for a little bit. And then I met Vinny last year at a pizza expo, which we were both competing, and here I am.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Oh my, so you guys are both really well traveled. So I'm sure you've tried many different types of food. That's incredible. Are either one of you a classic trained chef, or is it just all just from experience?
So, you know, I kind of have my background in the pizza industry, you know, growing up, you know, working at my dad's restaurant for like Neapolitan pies, because, you know, as being in Naples, that's pretty much all they sell there. There's no such a thing as, you know, New York style or other things.
Right, right.
Pretty much all the attention, it goes to brick wood fired oven pizza. They're a lot softer and, you know, than I would say a New York style, less crunch to it. But then, you know, I have some stomach issues. So the soft, the other is cooked super fast, doesn't do well to me. So I start eating like a little bit of crunchier pizza, and that's what I start falling into it. I ended up, I started falling in love with the Roman pizzas, which is, I don't know if you ever seen like Pizza La Pala, Pizza al Metro, the Roman squares, which is called Pizza Integlia. And I was really like loving what some people like in the industry, friends of mine were doing. So I decided to go to the Roman Pizza Academy, it's called, to get trained there for all that. And I developed also that. And that's basically, yeah, I got my certification there for the
That's amazing. So there's, I mean, it sounds like, I mean, this, we're getting into like, there's a lot of different types of pizzas, which I want to get into in a minute, but I kind of want, to learn more about you guys. So you both like have basically have are very, very experienced in this. And, Vinny, you're my neighbor, which I'm very lucky because, when we first moved in, you probably thought I was a crazy person because you were so nice and you came over and you gave us this incredible loaf of bread that you made yourself. And it was, I was trying not to eat carbs, but once we had that, it was all over. And ever since then, it was insane. It was amazing. So tell us a little bit about your background, because you guys met at this expo, right? So like talk about a little bit how you guys met and then also your achievements.
So basically, this is Davide. I was competing last year at Pizza Expo in Atlantic City in the Roman division.
Okay.
And he was competing in the Neapolitan division, and we kind of went on at the same time. And that's how we met. And he ended up winning the Neapolitan division, you know, which is worldwide recognized. And that's where we exchanged numbers and kind of like, you know, I knew he was from Philly, he just moved to Philly. Yep. So we ended up, you know, getting a beer together and, you know, some food together here and there. And, you know, we start sharing our passion for pizza.
Hold that thought, Davide, because we do have to take a break. I apologize, but we, like, have so much more to talk about. And I love that beer and food brought you guys together and the expo. So we're going to learn more with these two after these words. So stay tuned.
Now back to Style with Stevola.
Welcome back. You are listening to WPHT 1210 Style with Stevola, and I'm here with Davide Lubrano and Vinny Gallagher, the co-owners of Pizzetta Pizzeria. So guys, we were just talking about how you guys met, and it was at this expo, and so you decided to, you know, get some food and a beer together, and then please elaborate.
So yeah, we start sharing our love and things for pizza, and you know, I know a lot of people in the industry, like especially in New York.
Yeah.
So we decided to take a trip up to New York City and go see a couple friends. And we actually ended up going to take a class, which was another dough class. And, you know, we went to see different people such as Polly G, Frank from Mama's 2, Linda Street, you know, just different people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the idea of, hey, you know what? If something comes up, why don't we do a New York style pizzeria? And that's kind of how the idea was born, because we got inspired on that trip in New York. And that's pretty much when we decided we want to be partners, I would say.
So, okay. So, I mean, why pizza? Is it just because, like, you guys both are so knowledgeable and you love it? Or, like, what was the inspiration behind it?
I mean, for me personally is, you know, I grew up with pizza and I've been doing this my whole life. And that's, you know, it kind of takes my whole childhood back with memories. And every time I walk into a pizzeria, I just love what pizza does to the world. It brings people together. Everybody loves it. You know, it's a fun thing. And there's always what people underestimate is that there's always so much to learn about pizza in general. And it's a never-ending process. And that kind of, you know, keeps me motivated, I'll say.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly, I mean, there's so much style in pizza, and it's such an art form, it seems like. It's amazing. So I mean, honestly, a partnership is like a marriage. And, you know, how has that been? I mean, you guys, it seems like, I mean, I don't know the time frame, but how was it, how long was it when you guys met and then you decided to start this pizzeria? I mean, tell us about that.
Yeah, so I think it was roughly about 3 months. The day I moved back from California, there was an event in Philadelphia called Pizzadelphia. Mm-hmm. And it happens down the Navy Yard, and it's about 40 pizzerias, I don't know, roughly around there. And they all set up shop, and you pay an interest fee, and you can have unlimited pizza. You just got to wait in these ridiculous lines. So I saw it flying overhead as I was landing, and I was just immediately went straight there, which was cool. Davide was there, I believe, and I had some great pizza there. I tried all the ones that I liked and, you know, thought, you know, weren't for my taste. And coming right from California, where I did the Neapolitan, I was looking for something very particular. And I did not see that at Pizzadelphia. So I just figured right off the bat, what I would do it's simple. I'd just start my own pizzeria. And I started thinking, like, what would that look like? Well, would it be a truck? Would it be mobile? Could I afford a brick and mortar? Because, you know, in California, you can't really do that. But, mm-hmm. You know, a month later was this big Pizzo Expo, and it brings a lot of suppliers and distributors together from all over the country. And the East Coast is one of the largest independent pizzeria in the country. So a lot of people go there. And so I figured it was a one-stop shopping. I'd get all my work done there. And, yeah, I ended up instead of wanting to wait in line to pick up my badge, I went to the competitor's line, and I just said by pure chance, like, can I get my badge? And they're like, no, not unless you're a competitor. And I said, well, I'll compete. And they actually had an opening and a cancellation in the category that I, you know, was good at.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
I said, screw it. Yeah, screw it. Let me get in there. And talk to one person after the other, and I get in. And like I said, fast forward, that's where we meet Davide. And I don't know, we went to New York maybe a month later, and we're back, we're talking, we're looking around, we're both trying to do our own thing. But then Davide found this amazing place, and we went and we looked at it together, and the area, the neighborhood had so much. We both fell in love. Like, I've got goosebumps. I wish you could see it. And it just felt so good to us. Well, for me at least. And that's about three months in, something like that.
Correct.
And now this is where you're actually opening, right? This is the correct location in Philadelphia. So it's in Fittler Square, which is a beautiful neighborhood. Why Fittler Square?
And the community.
Go ahead.
Cut you off.
That's okay.
You know, we haven't even opened yet, and the community, the neighborhood, is being very supportive already, which we feel blessed and grateful for. Honestly, people are being amazing.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So why did you guys choose Fittler Square though? Out of you know, all, I mean, there's anywhere in the city you could open up. Just curious.
It was pretty much the energy that we felt. You know, we looked at a couple of spots, and when we looked at this, you know, it's, we kind of went with our guts. You know, like, we felt the energy, we felt the love. I don't even know how to explain that. And we kind of went with our gut.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, we saw a bunch of places. When you start looking at commercial properties, rents get really scary, especially when you don't have income going in right off the bat. And so you talk about, like, white boxes, which are just like plain empty restaurant spaces where you build and you put an investment into, or you could, find an already existing place and make some modifications to it, and go that route instead of starting fresh. And I remember some advice that I got from a guy named Josie Baker in California. He told me, he was like, look, pal, you just got to be a bit more scrappier. And sorry about that. You just got to be a little scrappier.
And I love that.
So this mentality of us doing all the work and putting in some extra, like, sweat equity, some of our, like, our tears and our passion into it, this place just spoke to us. And as we walked by, people smiled, you know. And so when we say we went with our gut, it was part budget-driven, part community, part instinct, and like sort of what spoke to us at the time.
I love it. I love it. So guys, you're not open yet, just so everyone knows. When do you have an official opening date?
Unfortunately, we don't have one yet. We're still waiting, you know, to get an inspection and hire some people, which we're trying to do this week. And hopefully we're trying to shoot by the end of next week. If it's not that, maybe in 2 weeks.
Oh, so it's we're talking really soon. Yeah.
Yes, but as I spoke to somebody, you know, we're in God's hands. You know, it doesn't all depend from us sometimes as much as we're trying really hard.
Right, right.
It's also in the middle of a pandemic, so, you know, things get delayed. And,
right,
you know, it seemed like that for everybody, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, I want to get to that. So why don't we talk a little bit about, you know, the menu, which I'm really excited about and I cannot wait to try. You know, it is a pizzeria, but, you know, it just describe some of the things on the menu and pizza. Like, let our mouths water, I should say.
Okay, So once we start talking about pizza, we can start talking about what we're trying to do here.
Yes. Okay.
In San Francisco, the way I've learned, I'm self-taught. I feel like I've given myself a strong PhD in it, and I love talking about it. It's just when you get to a certain point, it's hard to come across people who are, you know, want to be that nerdy about it. And so for me, what I enjoy is like the natural love and element of it, where everyone says it's unpredictable. It's like an added headache. Why go through the stress? And for me, it's very similar to what, you know, baker's yeast, commercial yeast, all that is. But it just happens on a different time scale. And learning to control that wild energy and make it work for us in our production and our daily needs is something that I find enjoyable. And it's like, it's flexibility once you understand how to use it. You're not tied to your house on a Sunday afternoon trying to make bread because, you know, you got to wait for it to rise or do folds or do whatever. You learned, my wife and I always joke, pizza will set you free. So you need to figure out your dough and what works for you. And then put some thought to it, and pizza will set you free. So we start with our dough. It's natural leavened. We're looking for like a New York style. So
let me interrupt you. So I just want to quote you. So you said pizza will set you free. Is that the quote?
Yeah.
Amazing. I love that. Honestly, you guys need to make t-shirts. I can help you with that. That's a great t-shirt. I'll buy one. That's amazing. But please, please continue. This is so good.
Gotcha. So, you know, we put a lot of love and care into our dough, and we go through a very careful and meticulous selection of the ingredients that we put onto it. Because why spend so much time and energy to make your natural leaven, which, you know, our dough thought process begins, you know, 3 to 5 days before we have dough for that day. So it's like a running production.
Sorry, I have to interrupt you for a second because we have to take a break. But hold that thought because this is so good. But listeners, please stay tuned. We have so much more to talk about with David and Vinny, the owners of Pizzata Pizzeria. We'll be right back after the break.
It's Style with Stevola. Once again, Stevola Sanchez.
Welcome back. You're listening to Style with Stevola on WPHT 1210. I'm here with Davide Lubrano and Vinny Gallagher of the almost open Pizzata Pizzeria. So, okay, guys, so we were just talking about, we were basically nerding out on pizza and your passion for it. Please continue.
Okay, so we were talking about our naturally leavened dough and how we start our thaw process 3 to 5 days in advance. And so the way we get around not using commercial yeast is by using, you know, a sourdough starter. And I experimented when I was making bread, and I made bagels one day, and my friend from New York was like, these are great bagels. They're like New York bagels, but you just got to lose the sour. And this is when I was learning, and what I didn't realize is that flavor, that sourness, came from how I was treating my starter, how I was maintaining it, how I was feeding it, when I was, the temperatures of everything, like the types of flours, the blends of flours, if you want, whether you fresh mill it. And I got really nerdy into it, and I started thinking about that. And so for us, like right now, Philadelphia doesn't have the greatest water quality. Something that shocks me is sometimes I return on my faucet, and, you know, Steve, you might know this, like you smell like some kind of chlorine in it. And that is terrible for fermentation. It kills bacteria. It slows down the activity of the yeast. And so, you know, I bought a water filter for the place. And, you know, in the meantime, while we were testing, I was dechlorinating my water by putting it in buckets and letting it sit overnight just to help evaporate some of that. So, you know, you talk about something that has 2, maybe 3 ingredients.
Yeah.
You want to use the best. And you got to pay careful attention to even something like chlorine and the mineral count of your water. It all plays into effect. So,
I've heard
we take our starter.
Yeah. Sorry. I just want to jump in because I heard that, like, even like with certain bagels, like they've opened bagel. Like, I moved here from Los Angeles. So, you know, they would fly in certain waters to like some of the bagel shops in Los Angeles. I mean, you're paying top dollar for them, but it was actually worth it because it was so good. And then when I was in Napoli, like I lived in Italy for a year and a half, but I had the luxury to like stay for like a week and a half in Napoli. I was living in Cattolica at the time, but I've never had anything like it. And I mean, I heard it was from the water, but it sounds like there's a lot more to it than just that. But it was incredible. I've never had pizza like that ever in my life. So there is, it's a true art form, right?
It is. As I said, it's a never end. It's a form of art, and it's a never ending process to learn. It's basically, there's always something more to learn. There's always something more you can't adjust or find out. And in the pizza community, I will say it's a beautiful thing because, you know, everybody starts, you know, reaching out to each other, trying to, you know, constantly improve. Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful thing because, you know, everybody tries to learn from everybody.
It's amazing.
And I do want to ask you, where did you eat your pizza Naples in Napoli?
What's that?
Well, I do want to ask you, where did you eat your pizza in Napoli? Do you remember?
You know, I don't remember. I just remember the taste, and it was the dough. It was the dough and the way it was prepared. I mean, it was just, it actually bubbled, like really big bubbles were around it, so it had like a slight crunch to it, but then the pizza, the dough itself was, it just had this, it's like the textures were so great. It was soft, but not soggy. I mean, it was amazing. And then just all the flavors I'm a traditional, just like cheese pizza, but I always am open to try other things, but it was just insane, the flavors and the texture.
Yeah, Naples takes pretty serious. They're pretty serious when it comes to pizza, you know, because it's pretty much one of the cities where pizza was born. So, you know, they take big pride in it, I would say.
Yep. Wow. So let's just quickly. I want to go back to the menu. Can you tell that I'm hungry? But I want to, like, when you're opening, just talk about like what you guys are offering, just, you know, also to entice, you know, the listeners and me.
So we have, a short menu, but our main focus is pizzas, of course. Mm-hmm. So we have about 10 pizzas, a couple open faced toast with country style bread. Mm-hmm. And three salads and a couple desserts. It's a very small menu, again, as I said, where we have like a burrata pie, which I think it's fantastic. Yum. You know, it's red sauce, mozzarella that we shred in the house ourselves, great tomatoes and burrata cheese. All pies are finished with extra virgin olive oil, parmesan, and basil, fresh basil. We have like a sopressata pie. We have a salame piccante, which is kind of like Naples. It's like long hots and spicy salami. We did the long hots because Phil is a big fan of long hots, and I believe the contrast is great. We have a quattro formaggi, which is like a four cheese pie, where we have gorgonzola, burrata, fresh mozzarella, and parmesan. We have a truffle and mushroom pizza. We have like a couple vegetarian options on there. We have actually a lot of vegetarians options too. We have a couple of salads like the arugula salad, a Caesar salad, and ricotta toast, which is really good with ricotta, fig jam, and hot honey, a caprese toast. So it's short, compact.
Oh my God, I'm so drooling right now.
We try to have fun with it.
Amazing. So
we try to have fun with it.
Amazing. So would you say that there a certain style of food offered on your menu? Or, I mean, what would you say the style of the menu is, or the style of the food? Is it after like a certain, like, is it, you know, is it from Naples or is it from all over? Like,
So our main thing was the New York style pizzas are based on New York style. We try to do open-faced toast and salad between a mix and match between, let's say, something Italian and American, you know? And we try to wet in the middle with it. and, you know, feed our palate and also what other people like, I would say.
Right, right. So what, I mean, either one of you could answer this question, but what would you say makes your pizza? I mean, obviously, you guys are, you know, we were just nerding out about, you know, what goes into it. But what would you say makes your pizza shop different from other pizza shops? Because there's a lot out there, you know?
Well, as I say, everybody, you know, we're not trying to be better than everybody. We know we're just starting and we're humble people. So there's a lot we will learn. But I would say what we're trying to do is, bring back a little bit of an old world aroma. Just a plain, nostalgic feeling, which Vinny can describe you better when it comes to, the dough he's making, I would say.
And so that's the other reason why I like naturally leavened dough is that it gives the time for fermentation to really unlock a lot of the organic compounds in the grain and evoke more of like a full flavor product. And you need to understand what happens throughout those stages and think about your product in the beginning and what's going to happen to it throughout the whole life cycle. And so I know my dough is going to be slightly more acidic than someone else's. So I need to, the next ingredient is going to be my tomatoes. So our tomatoes, I can't have an acidic dough and then bring in an acidic tomato. I need to, I automatically know I need to find something of a different kind of style. And it's sort of like this progression of decisions that get made and the thoughtfulness that goes into it just to achieve a certain product. And we want a very simple New York slice with a, it's very thoughtful. And the more we can make this kind of foolproof, which is very difficult to do on a natural oven, we're going to keep tweaking. We're little nerds and we're going to keep pushing forward and constantly getting better and better products. And so you don't start with a lot of intention in the beginning, which is your dough throw all that out the door at the last second when you're going to go put, the last 5 minutes of just putting sauce, cheese, et cetera.
Right.
Three ingredients, five, go to your store, spend a few dollars more, get the best salamis, the best mozzarella you can get. And be thoughtful about it. Don't put the whole kitchen sink or refrigerator on your pizza. Keep it simple. That's my personal belief. But
we have to take a break. So just hold that thought. But please, listeners, don't touch that dial, button or knob, and don't tell Alexa to change the station. We have so much more with the men of Pizzata Pizzeria, Davide Lubrano and Vinny Gallagher. Stay tuned.
This is Style with Stivola. Style with Stivola.
Welcome back. You are listening to WPHD 1210, Style with Stivola, and I'm here with Davide Lubrano and Vinny Gallagher, the co-owners of Pizzata Pizzeria. Hey, guys. So, so we were just talking about how special and how much love and passion goes into this pizza that you guys are making and this shop that's about to open. I cannot wait. So let's talk about, something that's important because, it's all happening to us right now and it's this crazy pandemic, which is so scary and sad and, and it's just unfortunate in so many ways. It must be really tough trying to open a restaurant during this time, And, just can you share a little bit about that or your experience during this time trying to open the restaurant with us?
Absolutely. I mean, those are struggling time, I believe, for everybody, And it's different when you work in a restaurant, when you start your own restaurant. And, right now everything keeps getting delayed because of COVID.
Right.
So that's one of the issues that, we're running into. Also some hiring, there's really people, some people are afraid to go back to work, For some people, it's just not, they don't want to take the risk. And we get it, it's an uncomfortable situation right now. And also, we're it's our first business, so we still finding out a lot of things on our own. Mm-hmm. I would say,
like that. Yeah.
But I would say it also, again, the support from people and having us near each other, it's, you know, we break through those moments in a great way.
Yeah.
And, you know we haven't been spending a lot of time at home with our wife, her friends, but thank God they're super supportive, you know, to get us through this. And also we feel amazed that, you know, other pizzerias and other restaurants, when we reach out to them to ask them questions, they're always super willing to help us and, you know, give us suggestions and, you know, be part of our growth, kind of like a guidance to us.
That's excellent.
Yes, it's definitely, I would say, not a scary moment, but it's not an easy moment.
Right, of course.
So, and, you know, we hope to live up to expectations for everybody, you know, but we are faithful.
Right. I was going to ask you too, just, you know, because I think that some people, you know, all of us should be nervous with, you know, with the pandemic and everything that's going on. But, you know, the precautions, you know, if someone is a little nervous, but, you know, I want everyone to order from you guys because I'm sure it's going to be phenomenal. So all the listeners out there, please, when they open, you better order from them because I will be. Just, you know, the precautions that you're taking, you know, as far as, you know, with everything that's happening in the pandemic, what are you guys doing as far as just to be extra safe?
So we're kind of doing what a lot of other people in the industry are doing. We're taking a lot of the restaurant guidance, reopening certifications. We're always using gloves or sneeze guards or hand sanitizers. You're always changing your gloves. You're wiping down counters after every interaction. We have a UNO for 30 people, but you know, at 25% right now, it comes down to a handful of employees, and so, you know, we're only allowing one to two in, and I think we're going to hold off on indoor dining until a later time, you know, just to keep everyone safe.
Yeah.
And one, you know, it's kind of like there's that idea that when everyone is fearful, you should be like hungry and greedy. And I take that as always try and be opportunistic. So here we are where we can have indoor dining, but the city has gone out of their way to make it easier for people to get outdoor seating. So as soon as we open, you know, it's easier for us to get a cafe or a sidewalk permit, whatever they're called, and we'll get a few high tops outside, and we'll go that way.
Right. So just share with us, you know, because I don't want to kind of like talk about negative, even though you guys are really turning this around and like it's, you guys are so positive, but do you have like a positive experience that each one of you could share with us?
Regarding
like, you know, all of this, like the stress of the pandemic, the stress of opening the restaurant, you know, like all of this kind of happening, but you know, what would you say would be a positive through this experience?
The positive thing is that we're learning a lot. Because as I said, there's always more to learn, and the people in general from the neighborhood and the city, they're just being supportive, and we feel blessed about that. And that's like a really positive thing for us, you know, that keeps us going.
I'm going to hark on the same notion of support. For me, an extremely positive moment. It was very emotional. It was when my mother and my sister and my nephew and my niece came, and they surprised us at the shop. And we obviously weren't open, and we were just still cleaning and doing all this work. But they were like, can we have pizza? And it, for me to be able to say, of course.
Yeah.
And to just stop what I was doing, clean up, and then go make a pizza and give that to my family was an amazing, like, I can't express to you what that felt like inside, seeing my, like, you know, my little nephew and niece eat this pizza in their hand. You know?
I want to say, I was making the pizza, and he was sitting with his family, and he seemed really happy.
Oh.
So I'm secretly jealous of their mom because my family's in Italy.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for the day that my mom and dad come and I can do the same.
Amazing. Well, hopefully that will be soon. And that's beautiful. Thank you guys for sharing that. And so, I mean, I just want everyone to understand that passion, drive, dedication, and a dream makes it all possible, even during the toughest time. So, you know, you can do anything you want if you put your mind to it. So, you know, do you guys, before we sign off, do you have anything to add? Oh, you know what I did forget? Please tell us where everyone can find you. Please, all your social media outlets, give us your website. I want people to like check you guys out, you know, and then we can follow up when you guys actually open and find out the date you're going to open and all that good stuff.
Yeah, of course. Everyone can find us on our website, pizzadapizzeria.com. Our Instagram handle is on there as well. You can just click the little button. We are working on getting our Facebook and our Twitter, other accounts up. And,
excellent.
You know, a lot of this for us is being community-oriented, and we've started using this app called Nextdoor. And just to connect with our neighborhood a little bit better, and we found out they all use it. So if you're in the neighborhood, the 19103 zip code, please check us out. And if not, you can give us a call at 215-546-7200.
Amazing, amazing. Thanks, guys, for taking the time for this interview. Really, really appreciate it. I wish we had more time, but maybe in the future we could do a follow-up interview and talk about all your amazing success, because I know it's going to be... So I just want to thank my guests, Vinny Gallagher and Davide Lubrano, for joining me. It's been so fun getting to know you guys, and I cannot wait to order pizza and try everything else on the menu. So thanks, guys. And
thanks a lot, Steve.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you all so much for listening and allowing myself and my guests into your home, car, or wherever you like to listen to the radio. I really appreciate it. So everyone out there listening, take care of yourself and each other. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Style with Stivola, a Jacob Media production. If you're interested in learning more about the power of the radio hour, contact Joe Kraus at 267-261-3428. This program is a paid commercial announcement and does not reflect the views of WPHT or its management. Today's program has been pre-recorded.